I feel like I've been holding my breath underwater for 2 years now.
I know that I've tried my hardest in everything.
I don't have anything left to give.
I feel like I'm never gonna be good enough.
And I feel like I'm drowning.
And I just wanna let go.
Now, I'm sure at one point in your life, you felt this way about something. Whether it's in the classroom, your job, or in your sport. But I'm here to tell you that you can't. Hey everybody, welcome back to the second season of The Inspiration Station. I'm your conductor, Reagan Hune. I just wanted to start off by saying that it is so nice to be back in the studio and producing content for you guys. These past few months have been absolutely crazy, and I want to catch you guys up, but I'll save that for another episode. All right, let's backtrack to the beginning of this episode about drowning and all that mess. It's true. As a student athlete and as a senior, I've faced so many different challenges and had to overcome adversity in ways I wouldn't even imagine. I've played basketball my whole life. I grew up in an athletic family. SportsCenter was always on TV. And now that I'm into broadcasting, maybe I'll be on that screen one day. Well, all of this comes with sacrifice. Sacrificing your time, money, spending time with your friends, sleep. I mean, this is just the tip of the iceberg. And when you've worked so hard on something for so long and sacrificed so much, and then you still don't get what you want, you shut down. You feel like all hope is lost, that all of your work is worthless. You get stressed out and worry about the little things that you have zero control over. I know I've had my fair share of breakdowns and periods of my life where I'm in a panic because I feel like time is running out. But someone who I've come to know very well for over 10 years now has always given me great advice to help me overcome this panic and fear.
My name is Sophie Bear. I am a senior at Carmel High School, and I've been playing basketball for the CHS Lady Hounds for the past 4 years.
Okay, Sophie, we've known each other for a really long time.
Yes, we have.
Like, how long do you think it's been?
Since third grade, I want to say, when we were on the all-star team together.
Was that third grade? I thought that was second grade.
Might have been.
I think it was
Girl,
second grade.
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay, but the fact was, we were both on the all-star team together, CDC all-stars. No big deal.
No big deal. Just slight flex.
Yes.
So, obviously, we've had a lot of chemistry throughout the years. What's the best piece of advice that you've given me? Because I know in the past, I've been, like, really stressed out about school, basketball. Like, what do you think the best piece of advice you've given me?
Probably just trust. Like, just trust that everything is going to work out. Of course, we're always going to have ups and downs. We're always going to have moments where it's like, this is going terribly. I'm doing horribly. This is a terrible day. Blah, blah, blah. But the minute you start having that negative mentality, it's just negatively affecting everything. And just slow down, trust, take a breath, and it's going to work out.
Have you taken that advice for yourself? Like, who gave you that advice?
I'd say my mom, definitely. She always says, her famous quote is, don't let anyone disturb your inner peace. And that's, like, carried with me to the court, to the classroom. Just stay level-headed, trust that everything is going to work out.
How would you describe the amount of people who have played basketball as a kid and compare it now? Like, why do you think the number goes down as you get older?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like, some of my best friends from back in the day, our Pups team, you know, there's two of us left from the original eight or so. And it's sad because there's so much burnout, like in girls' sports especially. Like, if you look at the numbers of kids who really enjoy their sport, it's like staggeringly low, which is really sad. And I think it's because there's so much pressure, so many expectations, and girls just say, you know, like, I can't do this anymore, like, I'm stressed out, and they just quit and decide, you know, I can't do this anymore.
Now, towards the beginning of your senior season, I heard that you were planning to quit, but then you decided not to. What changed your mind?
So it was kind of a reevaluation of my priorities, because I was thinking, you know, going into college, I need to be focused on school, I need to be focused on keeping my grades up, and there's just a lot of things that were stressing me out. But I was talking to a lot of people, you know, it was a big decision for me. And someone who really offered some important perspective was my trainer. And he's someone who I'm really close to, and he told me, don't regret anything. You know, this is your senior year, this is your last chance to be with your best friends. And if you feel like, hey, I'm gonna regret if I don't play, then play. He said it's a simple decision. And I was like, you know what, you're right.
Is that why you don't want to play in college? I mean, you're just really focused on the academic side of things?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I want to be a doctor. That's my goal. And just doing basketball, trying to study, it's just a lot. And I decided, you know, I think it's time to step back. I've had a great career, and I'm so happy for all the chances that I've had. But it's time to focus on other things, other interests, and see what happens.
When is it okay to quit?
I mean, it's all about your priorities. And if you don't, if basketball, in my case, like, wasn't my top priority, I said, you know, then I can't do it. Because if I'm not willing to put in the time, the effort, the blood, sweat, and tears that go into it, then it's not right for me. Because if I wake up every day and I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to go to practice, this is terrible, I'm dreading it, then I'm never gonna have a good time, never gonna enjoy it, and it's just gonna be a burden on me. So I think that's the right time to quit. If that's the point, then you've got to.
I know it seems like it's the end of the world in the moment. Just keep breathing, because it's really not. This moment does not define you as a person, and no matter how big or small the situation is. There's been plenty of times where I wanted to quit, but with the advice that my friends and family have given me, I've learned a few things. One, you need to step back and reflect on how much you have or have not actually done in your situation. You have to be honest with yourself. If you lie to yourself, no progress will be made. Ask yourself and trusted adults on their opinions of your situation, because you're not alone, and hearing different perspectives is a good idea. And finally, you just, as hard as it sounds, you just need to have faith that everything will work out in the end. I know I really have to work on this personally, because at the end of the day, I know how much work I've put into my sport, and I just gotta be satisfied and just breathe and just know that I've done all I could do, and whatever happens, happens. Stay tuned for the next episode on reflection of my life in the past few months and asking myself just how to improve. Also, check out whje.com to listen to more podcasts like this, or search WHJE on iTunes. I've been your conductor, Reagan Hune, and this has been The Inspiration Station.